This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as War. The Roots on fire. Here on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Educating the world, informing the world, entertaining the world, empowering the world, shooting from the hip, and speaking from the heart here on Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Lots of big news to tell you about. Another big news day. Can you imagine it's a Friday, and it's still kind of a lazy part of the year. It's still a week removed or so from New Year's and a couple weeks from the holidays. Things are usually really slow. Not with President Trump. Not with Trump as President of the United States and crazy people like Nancy Pelosi and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all the insane Democrats. We have news on top of news on Fridays in the summer, Fridays in the holiday, the night before Christmas, the night after Christmas. It never ends. Best thing that ever happened to radio talk shows. Makes life interesting and entertaining. Pelosi caves to McConnell and will send the sham articles of impeachment to the Senate next week so we can get this done in a day. You know, there's only two choices. Do it in an hour. Just get the impeachment articles and say, acquit, done, end of story. And just make it an embarrassment to the Democrats. Just acquit them in 5 minutes. Or have a real trial. And bring Joe Biden, and bring Hunter Biden, and bring Adam Schiff, and bring the actual whistleblower, and allow President Trump to actually defend himself and actually call witnesses. And at that point, that's fabulous. So either one of those two is great. I think the fix is in, and nobody's going to allow any of those people to. Democrats don't want it. They're not going to allow it. Some Republicans don't even want it. So they're just going to vote and quit, and that's the end of it. But Pelosi caves to McConnell, and actually she didn't cave to McConnell, she caved to the public. I'm sure that she's gotten literally millions of calls to her office, millions of emails, letters, calls, demanding that she transmit her articles of impeachment over the Senate. What a joke this is, that they rush them through, and then once they rush them through, they didn't seem to have any rush for them anymore, because she doesn't have a case. So she wants to keep in the news as long as she can. All right, Texas governor announces the state will not be accepting any more refugees and becomes the first in the nation to decline them. Let me get this out there in the open. I'm not gay. I've never been gay. I will never be gay. I'm a macho straight male, but I love Texas Governor Greg Abbott as much as a man can love a man. I love Donald Trump, but I love Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Those are great guys. Those are man's men. Greg Abbott could be one of the future candidates, leading candidates for President of the United States. I think he's fantastic. And he's the only one with a brain. Can you imagine there are Republican governors who are accepting more refugees? And this guy says, I don't want any more refugees. There's a lot of people in Texas. I don't need refugees. Does Texas have to be filled with Muslim refugees? Why? Why? Makes no sense. Our nation isn't crowded enough. Our traffic isn't bad enough. There's not enough pollution? I thought you were worried about climate change. Why do you want more people in the country? To create more pollution. Wow. Liberals are so dumb. People are going to kill your children? People are going to eat up all our money with welfare from cradle to grave? Why? They're never going to get jobs. They don't speak English. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has announced his state will not be participating in the federal refugee resettlement program, becoming the first state in the nation to do so. And he cited concerns about the border as part of his decision to decline allowing refugees to resettle in the state. He sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He cannot consent to initial refugee resettlement in 2020. And this was in response to a wonderful, fabulous, fantastic, magnificent executive order signed by President Donald Trump that allows states and local governments to consent before refugees can be resettled there. Right? Another great thing that Trump did that gets no press in the media. You know? There's too many immigrants already in America. Too many immigrants inside Texas. Who needs more? Makes no sense. And then more good news, because the more dumb things Democrats do, the more good news it is. Vermont Democrat State Senator has introduced a bill to ban cell phone use for anyone under the age of 21, punishable by 1 year in prison and a $1,000 fine. Do you hear me? All the young kids of America who tend to vote Democrat, this is how you alienate them. How wonderful, you moron, you despotic socialist, Marxist, communist dictator piece of garbage. Vermont Democrat Senator thinks he's going to ban cell phones for anyone under the age of 21. What a moron. Punishable by a year in prison. Best thing that ever happened in the United States of America and the Republican Party and Donald Trump is people like this. All right, I want to read my my commentary that's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, syndicated nationally by Creators Syndicate. It's titled, Mr. President, Here's How You Can Make America Even Greater. And that should be his new saying, by the way. Make America Even Greater. We're still just days into the new year, 2020. Now's the perfect time for President Trump to drive the Democrats, a.k.a. radical socialists, crazy with rage by announcing these New Year 2020 executive orders. Remember, I was the columnist who urged President Trump to issue an executive order declaring a national security emergency at the border and then use funds from the military budget to fund the border wall. Trump used my idea. And just days ago, a federal court ruled in Trump's favor and in my favor, freeing up $3.6 billion for border wall construction. That's called hashtag winning. Now I have more crucial executive orders for President Trump. And as I've said all along, rule by executive order, Mr. President. And then let the Supreme Court be the final arbiter. We'll win some and we'll lose some. But in baseball, if you bat 300, you're an all-star. If you bat 350, you're a Hall of Famer. If the Supremes give Trump 3 out of every 10, you're a superstar, Mr. President. If we hit 4 out of 10, you're a Hall of Famer. If we win 5 or more out of every 10, you're the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Here are a few to start with. An executive order to deport illegal aliens with criminal records. So, I'm not saying to deport every illegal. Far from it. My suggestion is so fair and reasonable and common sense. We just need to deport the truly bad guys among the 22 million illegals in this country. ICE just released an eye-opening stat. Over 90% of the illegal immigrants arrested by federal agents last year, in the year 2019, had criminal convictions or pending criminal charges. These included murder, rape, sexual assault, robbery, and kidnapping. These are bad people. They have no right to be in our country. I'm not asking you to deport illegals. I'm asking you to deport illegals with serious criminal records. The 123,128... How's that for exact? Illegal aliens arrested by the special ICE group called ERO. Enforcement and removal operations had 489,063 criminal convictions and pending charges, and that's an average of 4 serious crimes per illegal alien. I dare Democrats to defend this group. I'm not asking for 22 million illegals to be deported, but most Americans can agree to throw these 123,000 illegals with 4 crimes each out of the country and then build a wall so they can't ever get back. Executive order number 2 is to end DACA for those with criminal records. I didn't say end DACA. I'm recommending we end DACA for any applicant with major criminal convictions. And there are tens of thousands like that. They have forfeited their right to remain in our country. I don't care if they were born here. They came here illegally in their parents' stomach, their mommy's stomach, and they committed serious crimes since then. Again, this is fair, reasonable, and common sense. I'm only asking President Trump to throw out the truly bad guys. Executive order number 3 is to declare English as the only language of voting. It's absurd that people can vote in America in any language but English. You and I can't vote in Mexico in any language but Spanish. If you don't want to vote, great. If you want to vote, great, then learn English. Otherwise, you don't have a say. This will cut down dramatically on illegals voting in the 2020 election. Executive order number 4. This is the important one. An executive order making it a felony for non-citizens to vote using government documents punishable by instant deportation after conviction. New York and New Jersey just gave driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Nevada, my home state, already did it. Pure and simple, Democrats are encouraging voter fraud. They need it. They want it. They're elected with it. More and more illegals will be voting across America because they've got driver's licenses. There is nothing to stop them. This new executive order changes all of that. If illegals want to use a driver's license to drive or to buy auto insurance, great. That's no crime. But if a non-citizen wants to vote with that government document, they'll be thrown out of this country. If illegals aren't voting, why would Democrats oppose this law? And if any illegal alien or any group that defends illegal aliens says this law is just too extreme and too harsh, I got news for you. Just don't vote illegally with your driver's license. If you don't do that, no one will throw you out of the country. We only have to win a few of these executive orders at the Supreme Court to make America even greater. My column coming out this Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and just as Trump picked up my last one, I'll bet you Trump picks up one of these as well, or two of these, or three of these, or all four. They're all good executive orders. I've got many more. I just ran out of room. I had no room in the column to write more. It's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, and newspapers all over the United States syndicated through Creator Syndicate. Mr. President, here's how you can make America even greater. Like that? Like that? More great economic news today. I'll get to that when we get back. More Americans are working than ever before in the history of the United States of America, and a gigantic increase in year-to-year people being employed. And then Gallup has a new poll out that tells you what percentage of America is conservative, what percent is liberal, what percent is in the middle, and you're going to like the way it sounds. And then I've got the votes are in. Who is the anti-Semite of the year? The anti-Semite of the year, another way to put it, the Jew-hater of the year. Coming up next. You'll never guess who the winner is. Wayne Allyn-Root, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. The show is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Flagship station KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada. 790 Talk Now. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country. Blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. You're hearing us thanks to USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed and Fred gave me my start in radio. Ed in local, Fred in nationally syndicated radio. And I want to thank them both. This is the show dedicated to Ed and Fred. Show is sponsored by RootWall.com. That's my own PAC, Political Action Committee, Root for the Wall. And the website is RootWall.com. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. Make your donation. 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free, or go to RootWall.com and do it there. Check out all the videos and all the arguments right there. Distribution of funds right there. Everything you need is right there at RootWall.com. And, of course, I've got to always mention the disclaimer so the FEC doesn't get mad at me. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, RootWall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You can reach me anytime on email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to get your emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can go to my website, RootForAmerica.com, for my commentaries. You can find me at Twitter or Parler or PolitiChatter by just banging in at Real Wayne Root. Just type in at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root. I used to say Twitter, but now I'm at Parler, now I'm at PolitiChatter, and Bloody Chatter has turned out to be some fantastic site because they feature me every time you join. Anyone joins, they have a chance to see five or six people that are joining. It's always Wayne Root. So last I looked, I don't have it in front of me now, but last I looked, I had about 130,000 fans. I started at zero 3 weeks ago. So go to Politi Chatter, P-O-L-I-T-I, PolitiChatter.com, and then make up, make up an account for yourself, and then join Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. All right, so some breaking news that you need to know about. Iranian national, armed with knives and an axe, has been detained on the Flagler Memorial Bridge right near Mar-a-Lago. The Palm Beach police have arrested this person, an Iranian national, in possession of knives, a machete, a pickaxe, and $22,000 in cash. Also in a car parked at Palm Beach International Airport, where a bomb unit has been called in to search for explosives. Unbelievable. Who are these people? Last week, a Florida security guard was arrested for threatening to kill President Trump in retaliation for Trump taking out Soleimani, the general, the Iranian general. And I remember that guy's words. His comments were, I believe his comment on video was, you know, this president has taken out my leader, and I've got to now kill him. Crazy people in our country. Build that wall and build it 10 feet higher and put a swamp outside filled with alligators. The southern border is on red alert due to the threat of Iranian terrorists trying to cross with explosives. The southern border in California and Arizona at Mexicali, which sits on the underside of the border with California, has been on red alert for 72 hours due to an Iranian terrorist threat. Mexicali Police Chief Maria Elena Andrade confirmed a red alert has been issued at the Mexicali border due to a possible Iranian terrorist threat. According to Andre, the terrorist advisory received Thursday from Customs and Border Protection in Arizona. They received reports four nationals of Iranian descent, possibly carrying explosives, were going to attempt to cross the border in the area of St. Louis to Mexicali. Three men and a woman, and the word they got is the woman would be the suicide bomber. And upon the alert issued, Operation Shield has now been activated in Mexicali. All law enforcement currently on high alert. So just, you know, we need a wall. You need something between that border. Not everybody is allowed to get through. Can't allow it. And by the way, more good news on the economy. Trump says the trade deal might be signed January 15th or shortly thereafter. January 15th. Let me grab my trusty phone. That's next week, right? Isn't Monday the 13th, I think? Monday is the 13th, so Wednesday is the 15th. So either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of next week, you can expect the first phase of the China-U.S. trade deal to be signed. And you know the stock market's going to fly. You know global stock markets are going to fly. And by the way, I just got on Politi Chatter, typed it in while we were sitting here, and I've got 131,151 followers. So I had zero 3 weeks ago. They're not doing any censorship, any banning, any shadow banning. Everything I say could be read by anyone, and in 3 weeks, 131,000 people said, I like that guy, Wayne Root. I'm going to be his fan. I want to hear what he has to say. At Twitter, zero ever joined.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacting to the news that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be sending two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week.
I think it's ridiculous. She should have sent them a long time ago. It belittles the process. Nancy Pelosi will go down as probably the least successful Speaker of the House in the history of our nation. She has done nothing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is claiming the top Iranian terrorist killed in last week's airstrike in Iraq was an imminent threat to U.S. forces. Pompeo noted the Iranian terrorist was targeting U.S. embassies. Iran continues to say it did not shoot down a commercial jet as it was firing missiles at U.S. forces earlier this week. Evidence is growing that an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down the Ukrainian passenger jet, killing 176 people. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. In hour number three, of course, is Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist, coming to you from the world famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm American made and proud of it. We got a great guest now. Let's get right to him. His name is Mark Lotter. He's Strategic Communications Director for Trump's 2020 campaign, former Special Assistant to President Trump, and now the guy basically running the Trump campaign all around the country. He's in Las Vegas for an event tonight, and we welcome him to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Mark, how are you?
It is great to be here in Nevada. Great to be with you.
So, first of all, let's talk about the Trump strategy to win in 2020. I'm on record on both national TV and national radio as saying I think, all things being equal, if we could make sure we don't allow too many illegal aliens to vote, which I'm not quite sure we could stop that. But either way, I think electorally, I think, not popular, but electorally, I think Trump is going to win by a landslide. I believe he's immensely popular among, people born in this country, among people in swing states, among independent voters. Obviously hated by Democrats, who cares? Obviously hated in California and New York, who cares? When it comes to the electoral vote, what matters is swing states and independent voters, and I think Trump is doing fabulous with them. But what are you trying to do right now? What's the plan to win some states that you lost last time, like my wonderful state of Nevada?
Well, so we are putting resources on the ground, and we have them on the ground already, not only here in Nevada, but in places like Minnesota, where we only came within a percentage and a half of winning a state that not even Ronald Reagan won. We've already got people on the ground in New Hampshire, in New Mexico, obviously here in Nevada. Our campaign manager, Brad Parscale, Amara Trump, have even been to Oregon. We're going to go anywhere and everywhere, and I'll tell you why. Because you've got a self-avowed socialist leading the Democrat field right now in comrade Bernie Sanders, and I think that puts every single state in the union in play.
Agreed.
We're going to fight for it.
If he were to win the nomination, which he may, because they don't have anything else but Sanders and Biden, and Biden is, by the day, looking weaker and weaker. So, I mean, with Biden's weakness and with good old Bernie Sanders' passionate support of young people, he could wind up being the nominee. I pray every day to God that he's their nominee. I mean, I pray, because that could be a McGovern-like landslide, not just, statewide, but even popular vote with Sanders at the top. But here's what worries me, Mark, okay? I'm going to, I'm over the top. I love Trump. I think he's great. I think he's probably on his way to being GOAT, the greatest of all time. You give him another term, I think he'll be the greatest president. He's done so many great things I talk about every night on radio and TV. But there's a but here. And the but is that illegal immigration, they're flowing into the country. Forget about the fact Trump's done a great job slowing it down, but they're still all over, and they're voting. They're being issued driver's licenses. New York and New Jersey just gave them driver's licenses, and no one knows the difference when they go to vote, whether it's a driver's license for an illegal or a citizen. What is the Trump campaign doing to try and limit voter fraud like illegal aliens voting in a state like mine, Nevada, where they automatically get registered to vote when they go to get a driver's license and illegals are allowed to get driver's license? So you know they're voting. That's the reason they won in 16. How are you going to slow that down in 20? Is there any plan in place to stop illegal immigrants from voting?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to make sure that that elections are run by the states. When it comes to federal elections, obviously the qualifications it takes to vote in a federal election are set by Congress, set by the Constitution, and if any state is in violation of that, then we need to either make sure that they're dealing with it at a state legislative standpoint, which I understand in many of the states you just mentioned is not going to happen. But we also need to make sure then if we need to take this through the courts, then we need state groups, state Republican parties, conservative groups to be able to challenge this, because we cannot have the votes of American citizens, which are guaranteed to us in the Constitution, diluted and taken for granted by allowing people who are not eligible to vote to cast a ballot. Because what it does is it takes away and it minimizes the voice of those folks who are legally casting their ballots.
Correct. So let me give you a couple ideas to take back to President Trump. I just wrote the commentary for my nationally syndicated column that comes out on Sunday. Creator syndicates it all over the U.S., the newspapers. And I have executive order ideas for Trump. And whether you know it or not, Mark, I'm the guy who had the idea back in November of the year before, had the idea. So it was November of 18. I wrote a commentary, sent it to several people who are good friends of President Trump, made sure it got in his hands. It was to declare a national security emergency on the border and to use the military budget to fund the wall. And that worked out pretty good. So here's one I think you should take back to President Trump. Why can't he issue an executive order making it a felony for non-citizens to vote using government documents punishable by instant deportation after conviction? After conviction, totally fair. If you're illegal and you use a government official document, so that's a state document, not just federal, you use a driver's license to vote, that's a felony punishable by instant deportation after conviction. That's an executive order he could issue. Let the Supreme Court decide whether it's good or not. So far, he has a pretty good record with the Supreme Court. They come down on our side most of the time. And issue an executive order to declare English as the only language of voting. Stop putting the ballot in 50 languages or in just Spanish and English even. English is the language of America. You vote in English or you can't vote. Let the Supreme Court decide if he's allowed to do that. But do an executive, issue an executive order on both those things to try and cut down on illegal immigrant voting in the election. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, first on the English only, and that is something that is done by the states. They design their ballots. They have states, and trust me, having worked in state government and obviously connected with folks in Congress, that is like one of those sacrosanct topics where the federal government is very leery of states because the states are very protective of their abilities to run their elections. That's why you have different ballot styles and different ballot, you know, some are alphabetical, some are this, some are the butterfly ballots, get hanging chads, all that kind of stuff. Those are decided by the states. So it would probably not overly well received from the state governments, including Republican governments, for having the federal government intrude into their abilities to administer the elections. And when it comes to the immigration law, the only question, and I'm not a lawyer, is I'd have to look to see if there is the flexibility in election law and federal immigration law to allow the president to issue that order.
Yeah, just remember, Obama issued the DACA order, and I don't think he had any right to do it, but it always winds up in the Supreme Court. If they rule against you, they rule against you. But as I point out in my commentary, Mark, if you bat 300 in baseball, you're an all-star. If you bat 350, you're a Hall of Famer. Trump can issue 10 great executive orders and let them say 7 of them are no good, 3 are good. That's an all-star first baseman, you know? That's a good record. Let's get 3 out of 10. So let's think of the greatest 10 things we could ever do in America that Congress will not do or state governments will not do. Let Trump issue an executive order. And let judges take it on, and let eventually the Supreme Court be the final arbiter. That's the way I see it, and I've seen Trump issue so many great executive orders, and we don't know yet whether the Supreme Court's going to say yes or no to most of them. We're going to find out. But I don't see them as any different than the ones I just issued. I think he should go ahead and do it and see what happens. But I think you just got to get back to the idea that there's a big problem with illegals in Nevada where I am. I'm on the ground, and I'm telling you illegals are voting by the hundreds of thousands. Democrats have voter fraud to an art and a science here, the Harry Reid machine, and you've got to get the message back to President Trump. There's no way he loses except for illegal aliens and voting fraud, and you got to deal with that somehow, some way. Anyway, look, he's doing a great job as president. Fabulous. The economy, more good news today, more people working than ever before. We think he's great. Tell us about the Trump economic miracle, because the economy is just fabulous.
I mean, it's really remarkable in terms of not only do you have historically low unemployment, there was a great story today that showed that President Trump is the first president in history to have unemployment average 4% or less during their first 3 years in office. He's the only one to ever do it.
It's great.
And that's amazing. But when you also look at it, you've got the lowest unemployment rate for women, for Black Americans, for Hispanic and Latino Americans. Paychecks are going up for people who are not managers. That's the big key. Real workers, real Americans. That's why I tell you, Wayne, when I get folks, when I travel around the country, doesn't matter whether they're labor union members, they're Black Americans or Hispanic and Latino Americans, people, when they realize what I do, they come up to me, they look around to make sure that no one knows that they can hear me. They're like, I'm voting for President Trump.
Oh, so yeah.
I can't put on a red MAGA hat I vote for President Trump, and my friends and family are doing it too because they like what's going on, and they are not even close to being able to understand the crazy on the other side.
Oh, there's no doubt he's going up with black votes dramatically. There's no doubt he's going up with Hispanic votes dramatically. As long as they're legal Hispanics, I guarantee you illegals will not vote for President Trump. And those are the ones you got to keep away from the polls. But legal Hispanics, I think, really like Trump. And they realize that he's, you know, making sure they have a job. And he's making sure that they have a better job. He's making sure their wages are up. So we just got to make sure legal Americans' votes aren't crossed out by or canceled out by illegal Americans. Let's talk about this strike on the Iranian General Soleimani. I think it was a great move. We have just a minute left, so 30 seconds. Just give us a quick sum up of what just happened and how it was a win for President Trump in America.
Very simply, one of the largest terrorists in the world, supported terror, exported terror, now dead terrorist. Amazing to watch Democrats try to defend a terrorist because of their Trump derangement syndrome. It's just sickening.
All right, Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for Trump 2020, former Special Assistant to President Trump. He's in Vegas tonight for a big event with the GOP here in Nevada. He's in Reno tomorrow night. Great stuff. Go back and tell President Trump, Wayne Root, and his audience loves him and appreciates him. Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely.
God bless. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, will be back in a sec. Got lots more to share with you, including the latest economic news. I still haven't had a chance to get out. So when you hear it, you're going to go, Trump, Trump, Trump. We'll be right back. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my doctor suggests, is a sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, colds and flu. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against all of them, but especially against colds and flu. I don't get colds, I don't get the flu. Thank you, my doctor suggests. Their products are built around alkaline structured silver. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. Will not harm your good bacteria. What do you call the flu? What do you call colds? Viruses. See? Get it? And not only that, but my voice has been saved by my doctor suggests. I speak so many thousands of hours a month, tens of thousands of hours a year on radio, on TV, and also in business meetings. When my voice gets hoarse, I suck on their silver lozenges, and my voice comes right back. No more brain fog. Used to wake up tired in the morning and brain foggy. No more. Join me and thousands of people who have experienced a positive difference in their health with my doctor suggests. Get 20% off and book the Silver Miracle for free. Get the book, The Silver Miracle, for free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get 20% off, not the first order, every order, every order. All right, so what did I just spend the first two segments of the show talking about? Illegal immigration and how Trump should pass them. Executive actions about illegal immigration, preventing illegals from voting. And what did I just talk about with Mark Lotter, the campaign manager for Donald Trump nationwide, about illegal immigration and preventing illegals from voting? And sure enough, here's the story that pops up right away. New York Democrats move to register illegal aliens and non-citizens to vote. And they're making it, by the way, like that's a big deal. And it is. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's awful. But it's already in place in many states, including Nevada, long before New York and New Jersey. Nevada did it. Who did it? Our Republican idiot governor, our Republican fool governor, Brian Sandoval. Does anybody realize that Nevada was 100% red under Brian Sandoval, and then he passed this new driver's license law that says any illegal can get a driver's license, and Everyone knows they can't tell the difference when you vote, whether your driver's license for a citizen or a non-citizen. Even though they're slightly different licenses, nobody can tell the difference. Secretaries of State can't tell the difference, and that's how illegals vote. And the minute he did that, the state went blue, and there's never been another Republican with any office in the state other than the Secretary of State. Out of five major offices and all the assembly districts and all the Senate districts, the only place we ever elected anyone is by the skin of her chinny chin chin, one person, Secretary of State, got in. Other than that, it's an entirely blue state now. And no one is even mentioning the reason why is because Brian Sonneville passed a law that says everyone gets a driver's license. From that moment on, no Republican has ever won in the state. So that isn't the award for the dumbest Republican in the history of the world. Because only now, years later, what is it, 10 years later, 7 years later, New York is getting around to doing the same thing. 10 years later, we did it first. They automatically register to vote all residents who apply for a driver's license, which includes non-citizens and illegal aliens, unless they purposely opt out. That's exactly what's been in place in Nevada for years. So just yesterday, state Senate Democrats in New York passed legislation that will automatically register all residents who obtain driver's licenses through the New York DMV. As of this year, illegal aliens are able to obtain driver's licenses in New York. So Nevada did it before New York did it. Brian Sandoval, Republican governor, did it before New York did it. Indicating this law that illegal aliens and non-citizens will only be excluded from the state voter rolls if they check the opt-out box before applying for a license. Do you see how brilliant my executive action is? President Trump has got to pass an executive action that says if you use government documents to vote and you're an illegal alien or a non-citizen, you go to jail and you get deported. It's unbelievable. Listen to the gall. New York Democrats pitched the legislation as an effort to, quote, reduce the incidence of voter registration fraud and voting fraud, and also to prevent erroneous disenfranchisement of eligible citizens, promoting greater participation of eligible voters in elections. Which eligible voters do you mean? Because eligible voters are always able to participate, but illegals were not able to. Now illegals can too. Can you imagine? Currently in New York, American citizens only need a driver's license to register to vote. So if you get a driver's license, you could vote. And even though applicants are required to swear they're eligible to vote, state election officials have previously admitted it's basically an honor system. Of course. Of course. And the ultimate goal of Democrats is just to register every non-citizen and every illegal to vote in state and federal elections. And in California, where illegal aliens are allowed to obtain driver's licenses, voter fraud has become common throughout the state. Why do you think Trump lost California by, what, 6 million votes? I believe it was 6 million. And by the way, 93 of Illinois' 102 counties have lost population since 2010. 93 out of 102 counties. Illinois is losing people so fast. Why do you think they're losing it? Who do you think's running away from Illinois? It's not illegal aliens. Who's running away from California? By the millions. Not illegal aliens. Who's running away from New York and New Jersey and Connecticut? By the millions. Not illegal aliens. They're running into those states because they're sanctuary states and sanctuary cities. And the rest of us, anyone who's got the means of any kind, is running for their lives away from those states. That's why everyone is leaving Illinois. Nobody wants to live in a sanctuary state that makes the rights of illegals more important than ours.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel
feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Supply.